Hello, my name is Shay. Returning your call for customer support.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Shay. Returning your call for customer support.
Yeah, your company fraudulently charged my credit card.
Okay, ma'am, please say your zip code so I can locate the account.
Is it what?
May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
60070.
Your first and last name?
What?
Your first and last name? Can I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
The what?
Your shipping address?
I never ordered anything, so I have no idea what the shipping address would be.
Okay, well, I'm not able to give out any information unless I'm able to authorize I'm on the phone with the correct person.
I mean, if they put 7 Piper Lane, Prospect Heights.
That is correct. Give me 1 second while this account loads. Okay, so I do see an account here for, it looks like on November 9th, you paid the shipping and handling of $4.94 for 2 products. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Like a total of $124.94?
No, sir, that's the price of the products. If you did not call and cancel within the trial period.
Yeah, what product is this?
It looks like it's called the Avera Beauty Cream and the Avera Beauty Serum.
Okay. Yeah, it was supposed to have been canceled already. And plus, it's not supposed to be until 30 days after. So can you refund that?
It said, did you call in and cancel? We take cancellations through call-ins. It doesn't show where you called in.
Yeah, I did. And it's supposed to also give you 30 days to do it. So can you refund the charges?
No, actually, this was a 7-day trial, and we ship you out a 30-day supply. So what I can do, I can cancel out your account today so that you won't receive any more cancellations. I mean, any more transactions. Now, as far as a refund, you already stated that the charges were valid. I'm not authorized to give out a refund.
No, the charges are not valid because I canceled.
But you didn't call in and cancel, sir.
I did call
not,
and cancel.
It's not noted on your account. Your account
I don't
hasn't
care
been
if it's
canceled.
Not noted. I will go to the police and file a fraud dispute because I canceled this. And you continue to charge once something's canceled, it's fraud. And since you're in California, that is interstate commerce fraud.
But we're not stated in California. That's just where the merchant is. That ships.
You're calling me from
the
925 area code. That is Antioch, Pittsburgh, Clayton, Pleasant Hill, Concord, a lot of places. Again, I cancel this. I don't want this. So please refund both charges.
I'm canceling out your account right now. Give me 1 second.
It's not that difficult to do. Thank you.
Would you like that confirmation number?
No, I just want the refund for both charges.
Okay, so as I stated before, these charges were valid. I'm not authorized to give out a refund. I have canceled out your account for you today.
The charges are not valid. I called to cancel. And the email
and what date was
said
what we don't take cancellations through email. And what day did you call, sir?
No, the email confirmation said 30 days to try out. I called last week, Tuesday or Wednesday. Please just refund the charges and don't make this difficult.
Well, sir, I have to follow protocol, sir. So, as I stated before,
No, this isn't your money. I canceled it already. I don't want the product. Please just refund the entire charges.
Give me 1 second. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. So what I'm going to do, I already have your account canceled, and as a customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding, I can credit your account with a 35% refund on both of those charges. That will be back into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
How much of a refund?
35% on both the charges.
There's not even anything that I'm getting for you charging me either. Just refund the entire thing.
No, the charge that you're seeing is stated that if you did not call in and cancel within that trial period, you will be billed for the product that which you paid the shipping and handling.
Okay, you know what? What's the name on this order? Is it Vera Meltzer or Michael Meltzer?
It was Vera.
And what is this? Guess what? The name of the car is Michael Meltzer. It's fraud.
Okay, well, let me speak to the fraud department. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, I am forwarding your information to a supervisor and transferring your call now. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Appreciate it.